One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I have my 5-year-old son who's turning 6 here in May, and my stepdaughter's birthday is in May too, and my wife wants them to share a birthday. I'm not really trying to pay for that shit. I mean, I don't mind my own kid, but I've only been with the chick for 8 months.
What?
And it's just like, if she set it up, you know what I mean? But how do you think I could tell her no?
Oh man.
Fuck.
Sounds like you made a grave error.
I know. I'm sorry.
Do any women call into this podcast with these horrible mistakes? Jesus Christ.
We get our fair share of a couple dumb bitches too. Don't worry. It's not just male dumb bitches. But okay, I'm a little confused because stepdaughter. That means you're married to this woman, right?
Married to the woman.
He called her his wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but he said they've only been. He said I've been with the chick for 8 months.
Okay. Well, that's over.
That's huge. Red
that's
flag.
You
really
crazy
didn't think this through at all.
That's you cannot go to that anymore.
Putting
you're
the marriage
married.
Aside, you're like, well, I don't love this child. Yeah. that's essentially what you're saying.
I mean, dude, you can't not do this. Like this is you decided to start a family with this woman, and yeah, now your stepdaughter is your kid, and you really got to work on how you relate to her.
Yeah.
Because that's an insane thing.
Cheaper.
Yeah. Like share a birthday, that's fine.
It's your kid too. You understand that, right? Like you're not I mean you married her. You're not dating her.
There's some responsibility for you here now.
Yeah, like she lives in your home, theoretically. Yeah. Unless she doesn't, maybe that's part of it.
But
hold on. If this child, the stepdaughter, does not live in his home. Fathers hardly ever get custody. That's also a red flag.
I mean, I assume she lives with him, right?
Like, I think so, yeah. I just feel like you want to make them both feel special.
His wife is being nice because she's not like, no, give her her own birthday party.
I mean, it's just the way you go about. And it's like, yeah exactly, because it's like, this would happen sometimes if like cousins or certain people. But it's like, I guess with siblings, it's more rare because usually there's at least some difference. It's weird for them to, unless they're like, you know, basically Irish twins or whatever. But even that.
Unless this stepdaughter is 21.
Yeah. How old is their kid? But either way, your attitude is so fucked.
Yeah.
Like, you married her mom. She is your daughter. She's your stepdaughter. You have to start thinking of her as your kid. I mean, it's crazy you haven't thought about this before right now. Like, I'm sorry, do you think a birthday...
I got to each twice this month?
Do you think a birthday is more... Is, like, more of a commitment than a marriage? It's like... He's like, well, look, getting married is one thing, but fucking splitting my son's birthday?
You can even tell the language of, like, you're married, it's your wife, and then you go, I've been with the chick for 8 months.
Yeah.
That's not how you say it anymore, dog.
You're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, I know. That. I mean, why did you get married? That's
what area code
the problem.
Is that? I bet it's in the South.
Oh, bleep it. We like to keep it.
Oh, sorry.
We like to keep a little mystique. That's okay.
Yeah.
But, well, let's look it up just so we know where it is now, out of curiosity. Oh, interesting.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Okay.
A different type of trash.
Hey, you're exactly who we thought you were.
But yeah, you're a piece of shit. You have to and like, I guess what do you mean you're not trying to pay for
this? I don't mind my own kid is what he also said.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Did he say that?
Oh, I don't mind my own kid.
Dude, you were.
Dad, do you love me?
Well, I don't mind you. You're an okay guy.
I got no problem with you.
You're a chill guy.
How much more expensive can like a joint birthday party be
for two kids?
Than, like one kid? You just get a couple more pizzas, maybe.
I mean, that's the thing. It's one thing to be like, I want my son to have his own special day. Mm-hmm. But he's like, which is still wrong. Don't get me wrong. That's still bad behavior. But to be like, I don't want to pay for it. Like, yeah, exactly, Elvis. What are we talking about? An extra sheet cake and then five more pizzas? Like one princess sheet cake and one Transformers sheet cake, and that's just gonna break the bank.
Go to his bowling league. He has to pick up an extra shift.
It's like, dude, this guy. Yeah. So, really think about the commitment you've made to this woman and her daughter, and you're just fucked. Like she's gonna. This kid is your kid.
It's also less trouble to have one joint birthday party than two birthday. Like
yeah. Like what do you not buy this kid clothes? Like, you don't, do you charge her mom for the food she eats?
Hey, I got a sweetheart.
I just don't get this question.
He's just talking to her like, hey, sweetheart, you and your daughter have been eating me and my son's food.
Can you vet
for me? You know, sometimes it's like, well, there's some communal stuff.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if you have some of my sriracha. Like, guess
what? My name was on that rice.
She ate my fucking takeout.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. These are not roommates. This is your family. You're being a piece of shit. Pay for the kid's fucking birthday party. Jesus Christ. Well, when this, you know, when this comes out and this party has happened months after, months before, you know, hopefully you guys are still together. Although I'm not rude, I'm honestly not predicting this marriage works from your behavior.
If I'm rolling dice. Yeah. If I'm rolling dice on this, is bad news.
Seems bad.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.